10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
That's one small step for man, one giant hop for out here having a pint.
Little craft beer nerds, welcome to Out Here Having a Pint, and we are definitely out here having a pint. Ain't that right, Kelsey?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah. All right, so introductions. My name is Kevin, if you don't know already, and to my left, usually I say to my right, but to my left, is which is weird, is Kelsey. Kelsey's in the house.
Oh, yeah.
What up, Kelsey? How you been? What have you been doing?
I've been working and drinking.
Oh, God. That sounds amazing.
I know. It's that work-life balance, you know? It's important.
You know, I was going to say we were traveling around pounding pints.
traveling around pounding pints?
We didn't talk about that on the last episode. So if you guys listened to the last episode, we were with Aunt Blair bringing back the Mohead Y'all Show. We couldn't say it at first. Yeah, let's cheers that.
Heck yeah.
We couldn't say any really. They wanted to keep it under wraps because it was their announcement that we wanted to have them do. It was not ours, but it was good to have Trent and Aunt Blair and Brains on the show. That was a good time.
It was a good time. I'm so happy that they're back.
I kind of feel like we didn't explain really the title. What do we call that episode?
Fillin' Station Meatloaf.
Fillin' Station Meatloaf. It's because the house that they that Trent and Heaven lives in is actually was a filling station, and they were kind enough to fix this meatloaf, which was amazing.
Bacon wrapped meatloaf with pureed jalapeno inside the meat. It was amazing.
It was amazing. So if you guys listening, man, I was late to listening to their podcast. I'm not gonna lie, I was so busy doing my tap takeover events, but I got a chance to listen to that today, so it was a good episode. I'm continue to listen to their podcast, and also they have some surprises coming up as well. And speaking of traveling around having pounding pints, so that was kind of an inside joke, but we have a friend, Mr. Miller, Tom Miller, and he writes books, right? He's an author of like, what, three books already?
He has three books now. It started with an Oktoberfest death, where it follows the same main character, Bethany R. Judge. And then it goes into a stout death. And then his latest was a Pilsner death.
The Pilsner death is surprising because
I read that book in less than 24 hours.
Yeah. Some of the characters on there you might, I don't know, know if you know.
Yep. I'm going to just right now recommend that everyone go to Amazon and just buy the books and read them. They're like 250-ish pages average, easy reads. I read mine in like 6 hours. A lot of fun, and it follows the same character and some of her friends that she makes along the way.
Now, her friends is Devin.
And Elsie.
And Elsie. They do have a craft beer podcast called Traveling Around Pounding Pints. Mm-hmm. And,
because that's what we do.
That's what we do. So, it's a fun. That's fun.
Yeah, Kevin, I think this is the first time it's just been OG podcast with me and you.
Oh, I know. So, well, we're going to try to get a guest on here later today. But yeah, it's just me and you today holding it down. We are out here with friends, though. We're out here with Jane and Greg. They drove all the way up from Bloomington, Indiana, just to hang out and have some pints. Kelsey, tell everyone, though, where we are today.
Oh, my God. We're in Whitestown, Indiana at Moontown Brewing Company.
Woo-hoo! Moontown, baby. Yeah, keep it dank.
This is one of my absolute favorite, just kind of like atmospheres at a brewery.
Yeah.
Their food is great. Their beer is great. Just the scenery, the ambiance, the building itself. The patio space. I mean, it's just perfect. I wish that it was a lot closer to where we live, but it's always definitely worth a trip up here.
Yeah, Bobby reached out to us and wanted to know if we wanted to do a podcast. Also, because they have a marketplace out here, mm-hmm. and they're releasing three new beers, which we'll get into that later in the podcast. Also, across from me, if I look over to the other side of the room, Kelsey, we have Barrel Chat in the house way over there. I'm going to do a cheers for them. I like their podcast. The podcast is old friends. They're old friends. Actually, it's, you know what? The reason why we started is because they started. I ain't going to lie.
It's the battle of the podcast.
Nah, no battle at all, man. It's just all love, you know, in the craft beer podcast
That's
world.
That's right.
We started out listening to their show a long time ago when they were on another podcast, and
their podcast was the very first podcast that we were ever on.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what got me put onto it. I was like, you know what? I want to do a podcast too, because you know, I did a little bit of video vlogging thing, so I wanted to get in the podcast, didn't know, and then I just bumped into these guys. I forgot where we were. We were at a beer festival, talked to them for a little bit, and they had an umbrella of podcast that people can get into. Mm-hmm. And so we started this out here having a pint podcast, and that's how it all started. So good to see their... You know, still going. They did pause for a little bit, just like we did. We paused for
we took
a while.
Hiatus.
Yeah,
6 months hiatus.
But they're back in the building. Yeah. Kelsey, what are you drinking on over there, by the way?
So this is my second pint since I've been here, but it's one of my favorites. It's the 40th Parallel. It's a Bohemian style Pilsner.
Yeah.
Super light and crisp and easy to drink. It's one of my absolute favorites.
Wow.
What are you drinking? Yours looks kind of hazy.
Oh, it's always hazy out here in Moontown.
Is
Come
that
on.
Cecil?
Keep it dank. No, but I'm going to get some Cecil for sure. That's one of their beers that they have on a regular basis here. I love Moontown. Their logo is like, it's like they got a spaceman that's hanging on the wall. It's Moontown. Come on. And our podcast is like a spaceman. This is just fitting. This would be, Kelsey, this would be my home if we lived closer to Whitestown.
Station. Yeah. What do they call those? Like your...
Destination location?
Like when you're... Well, it is a destination location, but it's like when you're out in space and you have like a station that is your...
Like a space station.
There's another name for it. I'll think of it when
moon
I'm sleeping.
Moon station. What are you talking about? Moon station.
There's a word. Moon. I'll think of it like when I'm like at 3 a.m. Thinking about life. I'll be like, oh, that's that word I was trying to think of.
Hey, every time I come out here, I say, I'm out here on the moon. On the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our moon landing.
Yeah, maybe it's called moon landing. Ooh, maybe we'll do a beer. We'll collab with Moontown and make a beer out here having a Moontown. Nah, we have to come up with something better than that, but I would love to like collab with these guys and, you know, have them show us, you know, the Moontown ropes, you know, making a beer.
We'll have to talk to them about that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Heck yeah. No, Moontown's great. So this was an old like gymnasium, right?
It was like an elementary school was around, and then the high school basketball gymnasium, I think, from like 1915-ish.
Yeah, our friends Jane and Greg, they loved this place when they came out. They're like, oh man, this place is awesome. I was like, yeah, it is. It's great. And I love the atmosphere here. Bobby, which is one of the owners, he's always cool with us when we come out. But, damn it, we live like 50 miles away.
Yeah, it takes us like an hour to get here.
Yep. So I'm actually drinking, speaking of the haze, I'm drinking on the Raiders of the Lost Haze.
Oh.
And that is a juicy, hazy pale ale. And that's coming in at 5.6%, brewed right here at Moontown Brewing. So what they did, they collabed with Flicks. So.
Oh, yeah.
They have, Flicks. Like, I think they have three collaboration beers. I know one for a fact is called Temple of Haze. And that is a New England IPA at 7.8%. From Black Dog Brewing, brewed at Black Dog Brewing. And then they have, of course, the Flicks version, which is called the Haze of Destiny, which is a hazy double IPA coming in at 8.5%, brewed at Flicks. And the Moontown brewed one, which is what I got, the Raiders of the Lost Haze, juicy pale ale. I've had two of these so far. I have not had the one that's brewed at Flicks, but this beer is amazing. I work at the Sinkhole down in Bloomington. And I bought the Black Dog version, Temple of Haze, and I can't keep that on the shelf in my cooler. I bought a keg of it, too.
I mean, that's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah, it's got a good, I love the can art as well from Black Dog brings. So I'm going to see if the Raiders of Lost Hayes from here in Moontown, if they still have cans left for here, and check out their can art, which is really, really good. All right, so we mentioned before they do have a they have a marketplace here, and when we come in, this room is like filled with a bunch of booths of people of different doing arts and things of that nature. The first booth I ran into was the Big Belly Brand. That's a booth out there. They have some rub that you, if you're like barbecuing and stuff like that, you can get their rub. Big Belly Brand. So that's cool. And just talked to a guy from Blue Wind Glassworks. So he's got glass art pipes over there. And some of their glassworks, they have pendants, which I thought looked pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kelsey, what'd you run into when you was like walking around at the marketplace?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to spend some money when I'm here.
I knew it. I've already spent one, actually.
I saw what you bought. I ran into a couple. So there's JJ Bows and Crafts. They make really, really awesome wreaths for the holiday. Or it doesn't even have to be. They have like Purdue, IU, different door hanger wreaths. Super cool little space. And this perfect season for that because it's about to be, you know, front door wreath season. So they're in here at the perfect time, getting amped up for fall and the holiday season.
That is true. And then they got this little booth over here, which is a permanent jewelry.
Yeah, so it's called Seamlessly Bonded. I don't know. A lot of people are familiar with permanent jewelry. Kevin was not. So you can get that stuff, like you can get bracelets and things like kind of welded together. So it's just kind of like permanently on your wrist. And I think I might have to do one of those.
Hey, I got educated on the permanent jewelry. I thought they would like just like burn it on your like this, you know. I thought it was like maybe, earrings or like, what do they call it when you put it on your, you got on your face? Like you get...
Like a piercing?
Yeah, piercing. I don't know why I didn't.
Why were you pointing at your chin? Are you getting your chin pierced?
No.
Oh. Well, anyway, yeah.
But people get their face pierced, like the face piercings.
They just kind of like weld it out.
I thought that was the permanent jewelry. But no, they weld it. They weld it around your, like, she had this necklace. She welds it around your arm. You can't take it off.
Yeah.
Unless you break it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, a necklace is for your neck and a bracelet is for your wrist.
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
You said a necklace on her wrist.
Oh, God, I'm drunk.
Anyway, permanent jewelry is really cool.
Oh, God, not yet. Jeez. I'm not that drunk. Come on now.
I like it. It's, like, really cute and dainty. You don't really have to worry about it or anything. I might have to get me one of those. I'm over here eyeballing them right now. And one of my other favorite ones that I came across was O2 Creations. This is a veteran owned and operated business, and they just kind of do, like, custom made. They have like leather keychains, they do woodwork pieces. Mm-hmm. They have like hand custom like stitched wallets.
Yeah, I saw those wallets. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those are really cool. I'm gonna have to go over there and
find them. Caitlin Hoffman from Mixed Media Artist, which I already spent money on getting a buddy of mine a drawing piece over there of Jason from Friday the 13th, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So we bought...
He's going to love that.
Yeah, we bought that. So a lot of booths out here.
Man, I love stuff like this because to me it's all about supporting local, and we keep saying that every single podcast.
Yep.
Craft Beer Community, we don't just give people some reason to get drunk. We're like, we're supporting other businesses in our local communities, and we're trying to get, you know, the word out about these like mom and pop shops that need to keep making money to stay afloat. And it's things like this. It's like little festivals and marketplaces that you bring the local vendors out and give them opportunity to advertise and market themselves. And I think breweries plays a really big role in helping these people do that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Kelsey. I do this to get people drunk.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course.
Craft beer is a science and an art.
Oh, man.
You're not drinking Miller Lite.
We're not. We're drinking some good beer.
And I'm actually drinking beer today and not Mick Ultra for all you who are, I know, making a joke at me right now.
Uber. Got to get Uber now.
Oh, God.
You know, it only cost like $30-some when we did Uber from Indianapolis to Martinsville.
Okay. We're another half hour away on top of that.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know.
It'd be like $100.
Hey, we got friends. We'll stay on the moon. We'll stay right here at the moon.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Right here at Moontown. Keeping it dank. All right. So, Kelsey, do we have any beer news today? I'm not ready. I don't think I was ready for some beer. Oh, I do got beer news. I do got beer news.
What's your beer news?
Well, hold on. I got to do the segment first on beer news.
I have news.
This is not official news, Airman. As far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen.
Look, I report the news. That's what I do.
Well, do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
I'm putting you on the news, you dirty bastard! I'm putting you on the news, you dirty bastard! I'm putting you on the news!
All right, this section is called Brews News, and we do beer news from all around, not necessarily just Indiana, but we can talk about beer news everywhere. But we do have some exciting local brewery news. Kelsey, what is that?
Congratulations to Kismetic Beer Company. Man, they placed second for the best new brewery in the U.S. in U.S. Today's 10 Best. And there were a couple other local indie winners. One of them is Googman House.
Oh, it's good. You stole my beer news. Thanks. That's all right. Go ahead.
Sorry. Not sorry. I love both of these breweries. Man, congratulations to Nicole and Ryan. And that, I applaud you guys. That is so well deserved.
Yeah. Hopefully we can go by there today if they're still open. But I don't know. They close early. It's a Sunday. So, yeah. With Googman House, though, they announced they were crowned the number 2 spot on the USA Today 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards on Best Beer Garden in the U.S.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, cheers to that.
I think this tacks on to what I was talking about on the last podcast with Ant and Trent and Heaven, where I said that there's a lot of people that talk about Indiana breweries.
Yeah.
And we're in Indiana, so we don't see that, right? But when you talk to people that are out of state,
oh yeah,
and they're just like, oh yeah, man, Indiana's like, they're doing some really big moves in the craft beer industry.
It's true.
And I think that goes to show that we are kicking ass and taking names in Indiana.
Yeah, but we did lose some good breweries that, in my mind, I thought really started out strong, and then they just kind of went downhill from there, I think. Not downhill. I think the pandemic had something to do with it. Like, I used to love Indiana City Brewing, and I used to love going there. And I think it's because of the staff, too. Like, you know, of course, Ryan and Nicole work there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's no surprise that, you know, they go and leave there, do their own thing. And now look where they're at now. So
that's right.
It's great.
They came out on top on the other side. I'm proud of them.
Yeah. Any other beer news? I don't think I have any other beer news.
Well, I kind of have like news, but I don't know.
What's your news?
I guess it's beer news.
What?
Well, you and I are going to be leaving in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Berlin. Yeah.
In Scotland.
Yep. We're doing we're starting our After Having a Pint show that's going to be on Netflix soon.
Yeah, they're paying
I'm kidding. that's a total lie. No, that's, damn it. No.
Also Netflix, if I
just did a documentary on like how hard podcast folks work. That'd be awesome. Anyway, no, we're going to Germany just for, it's a beer vacation. How do you say beer vacation?
A beercation?
Beercation, yeah. Because Kelsey, I'm telling you right now, I am not interested in looking at any, like, monuments or museums. I'm going there just to simply drink
Kevin,
beer.
Kevin, we're
going
to go look at some stuff because...
Yeah, I'm about to look at some pints.
That's fine, too. We'll do that in between. But, you know, you got to take it all in. History is important. And I like doing all of the things. I like looking at all the historical buildings and drinking all the beers. I'm kind of excited. We've been to Scotland before.
So we're going there too.
We're pretty familiar with that. Berlin is going to be new for both of us, but we're going to be there with some friends. So I think that'll make it a lot better.
And then Scotland.
I just have to tell you, do you know that something I read?
What?
You might not like it.
What?
So, I guess in Germany, you have to pay to use the toilet.
Why do people keep telling me this? Is it a lie or is it like, are you guys shitting me or what?
No, it's for real. You do. You have to pay like, a dollar or something like that to use the toilets. Convert that
into American money.
But that means...
How much is that going to cost me for real?
It's like 50 cents to a dollar. Like, it's going to be less for us than it is. But anyway, the bathrooms are going to be really clean, though.
I mean, what if I don't have money? What am I supposed to do?
We're going to have money because I'm exchanging cash before we go.
I know, but what if somebody, like, doesn't have money and they have to go the rest of your bag?
I guess you're going to, like, pee your pants or something. I don't know. And the only reason we all keep telling you that is because you have to go to the restroom every 2 minutes when you're drinking beer.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. I'm, like, going to spend, like, all my vacation money just going to the restrooms.
You know what else I read?
What?
People in Germany are, like, they like quiet. So if you're on a train or something,
we're getting arrested.
Yeah, you're gonna be too loud. I was like, oh my god, they haven't met Kevin.
Oh my god, they haven't met the group that we're gonna be with.
I know, loud. Oh, they like they tend to talk, you know, like lower. They don't really yell or anything. Nope, not at all. I've been watching all these videos, and I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna hate us.
Well,
they're gonna get
yeah,
us
they're probably
the
like these stupid Americans. Yeah, and then to Scotland, which is I'm more excited for Scotland. To be honest. I'm more excited for Scotland.
I know, but we've never been to Germany, so it's going to be an experience that we can talk about for years to come.
Yeah, we're going to be broke. So if you guys listen, send us some money, please. Yeah, you can get on our anchor.fm/OHHAP. That stands for OHAP, and there's a support button over there. Just go ahead. We're going to need it for these restrooms.
You are going to need it for the rest of it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Somebody pass the Gatorade bottle because we need it on the bus.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm excited, but also equally nervous about this trip. But we're going to have a lot of good beer. I'm very excited about the beer. You know what I'm most excited about?
What?
Dead Pony Club.
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to visit there's a BrewDog headquarters there we're going to visit in Berlin, which is amazing, by the way. I mean, you know, say what you want, you know, about BrewDog, but
the building itself is amazing.
They have a huge, huge, you know, brewery.
Is it an old, like, cathedral or something?
It used to be stone. Stone Brewing was in there.
Yeah, it used to be like an old church or something.
Oh, yeah.
That, right?
And then, the stone went in there, and then something fell out. I don't know. Who knows? And then BrewDog decided to take it over and just redo it. And yeah, so it's going to be a fun
time. It's a beautiful
building.
I'm excited to go there.
I'm excited to go to the Hanging Bat again in Scotland.
The Hanging Bat. And yeah, that was a good place. That's where you took my beer because mine was better than
that's
yours.
When we walked around like for
ever.
A good hour trying to find the place, and our map said that the pub was there, and we kept on going around the circle. I'm like, it says it's right here. I don't see anything. Last minute, I think it was like kind of drizzling, raining, and I looked up, and then there was a sign said the Hanging Bat. That we passed 15 times.
You know, because we're both like less than 5'3" and we don't look that far up for signs.
I felt like a hobbit at that point. I'm like, what the hell? And you know what? The door was not really inviting. It was just like this big wooden, I think it was a wooden door. Maybe it wasn't wooden. I don't know. But anyway, it was a door that really didn't have no sign, no lines, just a door. And it had, the Hanging Bat was actually, I think, engraved in the stone, maybe? I don't know. All I know is we couldn't find it, and when we finally did, we're like, oh, my God, we feel stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We walked around forever.
Yep.
Well, our Uber driver also didn't even know where it was, so.
That's true, too. Yeah. Screw that guy. All right. So here's what I think we're going to do. I think we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to grab some of these new releases and talk about them that Moontown has. We are here in Moontown Brewing. Keep it dank, yo. I'm excited to taste this new IPA that they released. They also released a Kolsch, and I do believe a Vienna Lager. Is that correct, Kelsey?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm excited about that one.
Well, we're going to try those three beers, and let's try to pin down
Bobby.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh,
he's over there at the table from Barrel Chat. So he's going to be free then. So we'll wait till he gets free over there, and then he can come over here and tell us what he didn't say to Barrel Chat. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Tell me all the things that you didn't tell them. What's your secret?
Yeah. Would you? Nah, but it's going to be a good time. So, all right. Let's do that. We'll see you right after the break. This podcast is brought to you by the Cinque Craft Beer Bar right in Bloomington, Indiana, where you can experience craft beer where you won't find anywhere else around. Trust me here when I say if you want to drink some kick-ass craft beer, the Cinque is where to go. If you like what you're hearing so far, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe for our weekly craft beer adventures. Also, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search OHHAP. That stands for Out Here Having a Pint. Also, you can follow us on our YouTube channel, Out Here Having a Pint. Would you like to support our show? Go to anchor.fm/OHHAP and click our support button. We'll give you a live shout out right on our podcast. Like to sponsor our show? Ask us a question or make a suggestion? Just email us at outherehavingapint@gmail.com.
Hey guys, if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously love craft beer. This is Daryl from the Brews Line, just inviting you to join us for a premium craft beer experience. If you want to see all Indiana's breweries, or at least the ones around Indianapolis, jump on the Brews Line, whether it's a birthday party, an anniversary, or just a bunch of people who want to go drink beer. Brewsline.com, BrewsLine.com. So check us out online. Join us on a brewery tour. Can't wait to see you.
Hey, you little craft beer nerds.
This is Kevin from Out Here Having a Pint podcast. Join us bi-weekly as we discuss everything craft beer. We are out here having a pint. We are out here having a pint. Part of the On Draft Network. Now back to the show. Now back to the show. And we're back. Woohoo!
We made it.
Oh man, we took a 15-minute break.
Yeah.
We were trying to get Bobby over here, but he's a little bit tied up right now. So hopefully he'll be able to sit down with us for sure. But we ended up getting their 3 new releases today. So we're going to try that and see if we would have a pint. So this is how it goes for those of you that have not listening to this podcast. We don't do ratings like 3.5, 3.9. We just say, would we have a pint of this? Makes it easy, done, and that's all there is to it. So I think the first one, Kelsey, we're going to go over, that I want to go over, with is the Kolsch. Now, that stands for Mount Kolsch or MT Kolsch? Moontown Kolsch. Duh, MT. Wow. Wow, Kevin. Wow. All right, so on their Facebook, they've already posted, like, the description on these. It says, we love our Kolsch Spring Mill so much that we wanted to make another one for this year. A different take this time, brewed with Weyermann Brewing malt and hint of unmalted white wheat to a crisp perfection with the help of the classic Cologne strain. Uber clean, balanced by noble hops, and that nice, subtle fruitiness you expect from the style. So it's coming in at 4.5% ABV, 25 IBUs, and that is right at my level, man. I love a good 4.5% beer that I can drink, you know, not all day, because you're gonna get intoxicated. You know, anyway, Kelsey, you drink these domestics. What do you do? Sometimes you do Mick Ultras and you think you can drink like a 24-pack of them, but
I don't think I can. I can.
Shh. All right, whatever. But you still, like, just because they're 4.5 doesn't mean that they'll get you, so.
Yeah, but they don't get you until you reach, like, the 20th in the pack.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think about the color on this? I was really surprised by this Kolsch because right now it's a straw color, but it's like a dark straw color. It's like a...
I mean, Kolsch colors vary.
Yeah.
You know, they're from, like, light pale yellow straw to like more of an amber color.
Yeah,
straw.
This is more amber.
This one's more on the like orangey amber side. But the color, I mean, it's a good color, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. At first I thought the server poured me the Vienna lager.
Yeah, but that's also because you're comparing it to the Kolsches that you've had other places really pale yellow.
Yep.
I have a hard time with Kolsches sometimes, but I really enjoy this one.
Why? Why do you have a hard time with Kolsch? Because you drink Pilsners, Kelsey.
I know, but there's like something about the ingredients with Kolsches that give it like more of a funkiness, and sometimes I have a hard time with that.
A funkiness?
It's not like farmhouse funkiness. It's just like a different flavor, and it's more than likely the malt or the yeast that they use.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's kind of like, it's not that they taste bad. They just, to me, leave a linger in my mouth for a while, like of a certain flavor. And it's hit or miss for me with Kolsch sometimes, but this one is really good.
Yeah. You're looking up at it. So, because for me, like Kolsch, Pilsner, Lager, they kind of like, they don't They all taste different, but they all taste familiar against each other, right? So,
well, there's going to be a similarity. They're all like light beers. They're all like easy drinking, crisp, usually clean, see-through.
Okay. Yeah, but so Kolsch,
each of those are all different styles.
Okay? Yeah, so Kolsch is a top fermented ale that's cold conditioned like a lager with a slightly fruity flavor and floral aroma and a clean, crisp taste. So I'm like looking the style up of a Kolsch. So it says, and Pilsner's, on the other hand, is a bottom fermented lager made with Pilsner lager malt with a hoppy bitterness and a smooth, crisp taste.
Yeah, see, I like the hoppy white crispness. Mm. I like Christmas too. The Christmas crispness.
Oh, not crisp. I thought you said Christmas like Santa Claus.
I did, because crispness didn't come out correct.
Oh, okay.
Crispness. I like that of like a lager.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the malt like that they use in that, like a Pilsner malt. I like those a lot because I have a hard time with malt, like really malty beers sometimes.
Yeah, and it says here that Kolsch is a style of beer that was first brewed in Germany, and while technically it is an ale, it also has some brewing traits typical of lagers, and that's because warm fermenting ale yeast is used during the brewing of Kolsch, but then it's conditioned at a cold temperature like a lager. So it's a complex beer. I mean, it's like there is a, like, you just can't, like, throw shit together and say, woo, look at this Kolsch.
I like that one a lot. Yeah. It's, like, really perfectly balanced for me. And it doesn't leave, like, some lingering flavors in my mouth. Like, I like that one a lot.
You know,
it's easy to drink.
Moontown, they always have that saying, like, keep it dank. You know what I mean? And I love that saying. And every time that I reach out to the boys, you know, call them the boys, you know, I always say, keep it dank, boys. But when you come out here, you expect, if you've never been here before, that they may have like a bunch of IPAs, you know, hazy IPAs.
Yeah.
But they do not. This place has like more German style beers, I think, than anything. Because they have the Kolsches. They, you know, you got your, like a Vienna lager.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of range. You got, like, there's a cream ale out here. There's a porter here. There's, I think, they have a, do they have a stout on?
They have that quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Hef.
Yeah,
I mean...
Yep.
They make some solid style beer. And honestly, drinking their beer just makes me even more excited to go to Germany and actually just try some of these, like, in Germany.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
A Kolsch and a Helles in Germany.
Indeed. So, Kelsey, the ultimate question. Would you have a pint?
I would definitely have a pint of that. I might get one next, actually.
All right. I would definitely have a pint, too. So congratulations on this Kolsch. It's freaking good. All right, so next up, I think we're going to go with the, let's see, let's do it. Let's look at, oh, you know what? I'm going to do the hazy IPA last, so let's
move. Oh, yeah, you got to do them in order.
Oh, okay. Oh, are they in order? Okay, yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess you're right. So we're going to do the Vienna Lager. So, and here's on their Facebook again. A Vienna Lager where elegant and complex malt character is the star. The Weyermann bark malts used in this brew contributed a unique depth of malt character, moderate toastiness with notes of honey and nuts without being overly sweet. As with any proper lager, it is balanced with German-grown noble hops and finishes dry and clean. This is coming in at 5.4% ABV by volume at 25 IBUs. Kelsey, did you have a Vienna lager when you first came in?
Yep, I had a pint of it.
Oh, you already cheated. Okay.
I mean, I had to. It was a Vienna lager, and I love Vienna lagers. Now, this one is going to be more amber in color, but it's still crisp. You can see through that glass.
Yeah. It's like a penny, so the color's like a penny, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do you expect out of a Vienna lager, for sure?
I know. Now.
Got Barrel Chat in the house over there. What up, Dustin? What up?
What up? We just...
Yeah? Get on this one. Let's see. We're number three. Get on this one. Here you go.
That's really big.
Yeah, it is. It's my big road, baby.
Finished up with Bobby, and he's going to head over here and chat with you guys. But no, dude, great. Great time. Great place. It's been fun to see all the vendors. The beer is stupid good.
It is stupid good,
It's always stupid good here.
I love it, man. It's because when you think of a... I was just telling her, when you think of, like, they always say, you know, keep it dank. If you've never been here before, you think it's going to be nothing but hazy IPAs, but it's not, man. It's got a range of good beers here.
Well, they have I was telling Bobby, they have six beers my grandpa would drink.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Like, straight up, six beers on the board my grandpa would drink.
Yep.
So that's huge to me.
Yeah.
That's huge to the beer community. You don't get that many places. They do make dank stuff. But even there, like, the Kolsch has a little bit of dank to it that is not a traditional Kolsch.
Yeah, we was just talking about that. Like, the color was a little bit darker.
It came from the malt, for sure.
Yep.
Because they used the local malt traditional to the, like, Cologne area.
Yeah.
So that's what they did there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, at first I thought they poured me the wrong. I was like, I think they poured me the Vienna.
This is not right.
Yeah, good times, man. Good times.
How's the podcast going? The show?
Oh, it's going good. So, yeah, so we went over the marketplace, and we was, like, talking about the booths, man. It's amazing people out here. We was talking to them, and I already get bought, like, three things already from the marketplace. Yeah.
Matt bought some smoked salts over there. He's a big smoker. Not smokers. He smokes meats.
Yeah.
So he's huge at that. And Bobby bought a glass pipe for his tobacco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tobacco. Okay.
So that's what that's for, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
We'll let him say that to you himself.
Yeah. What a stand-up citizen.
But no, I love Moontown. I wish I could get here more often, but you guys are further away. But even like Fishers, I'm on like literally the opposite side of the city.
Right.
What up? Guess who's in Bobby's
Look
in the house
the guests,
now?
The guest showing up here.
The guest shows up. Yeah, he's going to be right back. All right, sweet. But yeah, man, it was great.
So I'm not used to seeing Kevin with the peepers.
Oh, you know what? This is a secret of mine that I've been hiding for like years now. But if I need to read something, usually I let Kelsey read the things. But if I have to, I'm like, I got to bring these out.
He's got the old man peepers on.
Old man peepers.
And he's not shaving his sides as short as he used to get rid of the grays.
I missed my haircut this week. So my buddy usually cuts my hair.
Oh, yeah. He still keeps it pretty short.
And so I missed that for sure. So, yeah. I was thinking about you guys when I came here. I was like, he's going to give me shit about my haircut.
Yeah, every time. Every time. Because he gets a haircut like once a week, if not more.
Yeah. Good, man. Yeah, for sure.
I'll let you guys chat with him. Enjoy it.
Nice seeing you, my man. Hell yeah. Hey, listen to Barrel Chat, y'all. This is a fucking good podcast, man. Good podcast. Good seeing you, my man.
That was a good time. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yep.
It's so pretty.
Bobby, can you hear through the headphones good?
No.
No?
I can't hear you.
Not at all.
I can hear you. Now I can. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, it is the connection. Can you hear now?
I can hear you now.
Do you need it down or do you need it up?
It's perfect.
All right, sweet. We'll do it right here.
Yeah.
Doing it right here live. So we did go through the your Kolsch, but do you want to talk a little bit of like Kolsch on your end? Because we read the description on Facebook.
Yep.
I noticed it is a little bit darker than what usually people are like.
It is,
the Kolsch, but I like it like that, too.
So this is the second rendition of a Kolsch that we have done. And the first one was exactly what you would think or see with a traditional Kolsch. Brilliantly clear, kind of that yellow-gold color.
Hmm.
And this time, it's funny, we went with Weyermann's Cologne malt. Literally, their malt just made for Kolsch. And it made for a darker beer, which was really interesting to us. But I think the flavors are really nice in it. I think it, I was telling those guys earlier, Kolsches are a hybrid beer, so they're an ale brewed with ale yeast, but chilled like a lager, lagered and stored like in that way. So they can kind of, like, they're a hybrid, so they can drink like both. But I think this one really drinks like a lager to me.
Yeah.
It is a German beer, so the Germans were very, very lager heavy. So it really should, but not quite as much of the like fruity ale yeast characteristics that you'll get with some Kolsches, or maybe the ones that you're used to drinking. But the other thing that Cody and I have talked about is like if you went to Cologne in Germany, and had their that's where Kolsch came from. If you had their Kolsch at any brewery, they're all going to vary a little bit. They all have their own like style of making Kolsch beer, so. It is not what you would expect out of a Kolsch, but I think it's delicious.
I do, too.
I think it surprised Cody, too, with how dark it came out. Because, again, we're getting Weyermann, like, German malt that they roasted just for making Kolsch. And it,
it turned out there you go.
That's what you get sometimes.
Yeah, Kelsey and I, we're getting ready to go to Berlin in a couple of weeks. Yep. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So we'll go out there.
Doing Oktoberfest? I guess that'll be before Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it'll be before Oktoberfest, but we're just going out there to drink beer.
I mean, it's still going to be excellent.
Yeah, for sure. And then we're going to move, go to Scotland on the way back. Stop in Scotland.
I'm going to Scotland next year on a golf trip, but my dad's 70th birthday.
So. Oh, hell yeah. Is it first time going to Scotland?
Yeah. First time in Europe. I've never been to Europe.
Oh, it's beautiful over there, man. It'll make you want to stay there, especially just the pubs alone. You're like, oh, I just want to live here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll probably be there for 3 weeks. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're going in July of next year. So I think we'll get.
Oh, you're going perfect weather.
Nice Scotland weather too. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So yeah. I mean, that's perfect Germany weather too. When you guys are going, right?
Yeah.
So what will that be? September?
August.
End of August.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave August 17th, and then we'll be there for about a week and a half doing whatever.
We'll come back the last weekend of August.
Listeners, if we're not back in 2 weeks, we've probably been kidnapped.
Or you just decided to stay.
We decided to stay.
Just go off the grid.
No doubt. Just go off the grid and say, I'm not coming back. Here we go. Yeah. So I was telling Kelsey, we was just talking about, your thing with Moontown. It's like, keep it dank. But when you come out here, and if you've never been to Moontown, you're probably going to say, all right, I'm going to come out here and get a bunch of IPAs.
Right.
But, man, you have a wide range of beers that your guys are doing.
Yeah, we do.
Which is awesome.
Definitely. I mean, I think keep it dank really just comes from, we love IPAs.
Yeah.
But, it's like a very even love for IPAs, like hazy, juicies, still with bitterness because they should have bitterness. But the traditional styles, too.
Yeah.
It's like a very even love for that. So, people ask us all the time, what does keep it dank mean? And at this point, I'm like, it means a lot of things. And and at this point, when you come in, you just you define it yourself when you come in.
Yeah.
It can mean the food. It can mean the atmosphere. Yeah. It can mean the IPAs. It can mean the lagers. It can mean what you do, in your car when you're a teenager smoking joints in the hiding from your parents. It can mean any of those
things. For sure. So,
It's kind of become, it's so funny. It's just become so much more than.
Right. For
just,
sure.
It's just, it's whatever you want to make.
It's a model now, man. It's you got to get all the t-shirts that say keep it dank.
I know,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah,
that's what I always say, what doesn't it mean?
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So. But as far as beer is concerned, I mean, I think all your beers has a little kiss of dankness, whether it's German style of beer or anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's always there. You know, it's always there.
Yeah. So. But we said, so for the coast, we said we would definitely have a pint in that. So that's good there. Woo-hoo!
Let's go.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
I would too, man. I like.
Now we're talking about your Vienna Lager here.
I've already had a pint of this one. I love it.
Yeah.
The Vienna Lager?
I have not. So this is my first time I'm drinking it right now. Here we go. Mm.
That's not too much sweetness. It's perfectly balanced out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's the goal with that beer. Vienna Lager, obviously made in Vienna, Austria.
Yeah.
But by a German brewer who came there and started brewing beers. Anton Dreher was the first guy to make it. But traditional Vienna lagers are what you would see as the first Mexican lagers. So that's why this is called Viennese Mouth Music. The logo has like a really beautiful Mexican landscape, and then it's got three Austrian composers on it because Austria was a hotbed for Mozart, Beethoven, those kind of Bach. They were all Austrian composers.
Right.
So that's why we call it Viennese Mouth Music.
Who comes up with these names? Just the collective?
Yeah. Me, Cody, Carrie, our graphic designer. My dad is, some of ours, King of Troy is the first beer we ever made as a homebrew. So that's a really, for us, that's a really old beer. It's a collective thing.
Right.
Sometimes it's over beers.
How many owners of Moontown again?
There's actually 7 owners.
Okay. Yeah.
So 2 owner operators being me and Cody. The rest are silent owners. But
and Cody's still doing the head brewing. He's still hands on.
He's actually in Las Vegas for a bachelor party.
Oh, hell yeah. So, yeah. Spend lots of money there.
So he's probably on his way home sleeping on a plane right now.
Yeah.
Sleeping it off. So.
Yeah.
But this, back to the Vienna Lager, this one, we're very traditional, no fruit in any of our beers. We never, offer a beer that comes with a fruit, so like a Hef with a lemon or anything like that. If people want it, of course, we give it to them. But this one has become such a cult favorite. We do it once a year, and it goes with a lime. Like, it's so good with a lime. And I will even admit, like, it is really good with a lime. So most people get it with that, and it's, it truly drinks like a nice, like, traditional Mexican lager.
Oh,
it's like
your
Dos Equis Amber, your Modelo, Negra Modelo, something like that.
Yep.
And then, like, a lot of people don't know, but Yuengling is a Vienna lager.
Yeah.
Sam Adams Boston lager, that's a Vienna lager. So they were really popular beers, but they're German lagers, really.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember when I first had Yuengling when I was in West Virginia. I was at a casino there. So, and then I heard they was coming to Indiana.
Yeah. Man, there was like people went crazy when it came to Indiana.
Yeah, but then it kind of fizzed out. Like,
Well, they're like, oh, this is just I mean, it's fine. But, really good beer. We do it once a year. It goes really quick.
Yeah.
Dustin over there with Barrel Chat, he was like, it reminds me of like a light Oktoberfest or a Märzen. And I was like, it really does. It's very similar to that.
Yeah.
A true Oktoberfest would be a little richer and a little more, even more full flavored, but very similar. Yeah.
Kelsey, would you have a pint?
I have, and I will again.
I would definitely have a pint of that too. All right. So, woohoo, let's see what I see. Yeah, Barrel Chat over there, man, we hate those guys. Those guys are like scumbags. Now, we love Barrel Chat. We were just talking earlier. We did a whole first part of this while you was over there. We kind of started like listening to those guys before Barrel Chat. They had another podcast. That's what put us on to like want to do podcasts.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And we were saying, man, if this place was closer to us, this would be our home spot. Because it's like, come on now, Moontown. You got the Spaceman going out there. Our logo's the Spaceman.
For that's sure. Nice. Yes. So, yeah. We need to, you know, whenever we can, we need to have you guys out more. And we want to just do more stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like, we've been doing this, the Moontown Markets first Sunday of each month for... Yeah. Since May, but we're just trying to do different things. Like I was telling them too, when I sat down with them, I was back expoing our kitchen for the last 2.5 hours because we were just completely slammed. So it was great. I mean,
you had a line before you opened out there.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And it was great. We used to do beer tappings. We got away from them after 2020 and all that stuff, but it's cool to bring it back. And this is the first one we've done in a while, and it's gone really well. So
how long you been doing the market now?
Since the first Sunday in May.
Yeah. You said that May. Okay. Yeah.
So, we've just been kind of changing it up. We've had 20 vendors. Today we have like 10, but we paired the tapping with it. So it's really been a great day. But, we're doing another one in September. So that'll be the next one, September. And then for the October one, we're doing it actually for our Oktoberfest party. We had vendors at our last Oktoberfest and that went really well. So we'll have a lot, it'll be a really big one for Oktoberfest. That's September 30th.
Oh yeah.
And then after that, we found a third party. They're called Six Ways Markets, and they do they put on huge local vendor markets, but they kind of do a lot of the work for you that we just frankly don't have enough time to do. But they do it at a lot of breweries, so they kind of specialize in this. And they came in, looked at our space, and the first one we're going to do is after Thanksgiving, so it'd be like Black Friday, 1st of December, or like in between those times, it'll be like a, you know, holiday market.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, man, this space for cold weather is, you know, the indoor space is perfect.
Sure.
So
yeah,
we're excited about that. And then I think next year we're going to go to Quarterly and do it with that third party and just try to make them big events. And I think they will be. So.
Oh, yeah.
I do love the marketplace, yeah, for sure.
Do you bring different vendors every time, or do you use some of the...
There's some that are like repeat vendors, but yeah, we have new ones pretty much every time. I think this one is mostly repeat. Just a lot of people that couldn't do it this go around, but
yeah
we're always looking for new ones too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a cool way just for like... for us to stay tapped in with who's doing what in the local area.
I love the local vibe, the local scene. I mean, we support local breweries, you know, local anything really.
Mm-hmm. Is your Oktoberfest is September 30th?
September 30th, yeah.
Ooh, I might get to come to that one then.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
What day is that?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
I'll be up here. Well,
I could probably get off maybe.
Yeah. You got time to you got time to get that figured out.
Heck well, yeah.
That's so much fun. Like, I basically MC it, and Cody judges for our sign holding competition, and we do best dressed and live music, 3-1 local band that comes in, and they're fantastic. So it's just a giveaways, all kinds of stuff. So raffles and full day of good times. And this on the projector here, we have the movie Beer Fest.
Just
play it.
I love that.
We just play it nonstop.
Yeah.
We just constantly play it.
Nice.
I love that movie.
It's so good.
And then we decorate this room to look like a Hofbrauhaus. The outside, the patio outside, we put up half a tent with tables and stuff. And we like cornhole, beer pong, flip cup, all the fun drinking games and stuff. So
it's an amazing place. We took a couple of friends here, Jane and Greg, and they walked in. They're like, "Oh man, this place is awesome." You know, they're from Bloomington.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they never really get up here. So
It's still good. Cool to see first timers come in, you know, and they're still blown away. Because, you know, sometimes me, you know, I can be a little jaded. So it's cool to it's cool to see first timers come in.
Sure,
enjoy
you got a nice place.
Know. Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm like, I want to come to the Oktoberfest because I do so much event throwing.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go and enjoy it. Somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we tap our Oktoberfest, which last year got gold at World Beer Cup,
so
that was really cool. And that beer, I mean, Cecil's our flagship beer. It's our best selling beer year round. But it may, you know, on an average, it probably goes faster than any other batch of beer. But Oktoberfest, we probably drink half of it on that day, and then the other half's gone. And like, it's 2.5 weeks. The whole thing is gone. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, that beer. Oh man, it's got such a special place in my heart. My dad's on the logo with in his Lederhosen. It's awesome.
And are you self distroing or are you doing anything like that? Or
no, we do to golf courses. That's a whole kind of other thing, but I just feel like golf courses are really underserved. Mm-hmm. They always have shitty beer, to be honest with you, and we just think, especially the really nice ones, it's like, why don't you have the best beer available? You know, so that's kind of our thing there. But we've been thinking about just kind of expanding, kind of our expansion plan. Yep. So maybe some strategic growth as far as another location or two and getting some strategic distro going too. So,
well, I got my hands on your Raiders. Yours was called what? Raiders of the
Lost Haze.
I got my hands on the Black Dog one that they did, and I saw that your logo's on the side of their can and stuff like that. So you all did those three.
Yep. Those are three-way collaboration.
And that was some good beer, man.
It's Black Dog and Flicks. Yeah. So we did it's all the same beer, just scaled up as far as ABV. Mm. So we did the Pale Ale, Black Dog did the IPA, and Flicks did the double IPA.
Nice.
So we had all three of those beers here. Obviously we did them all at each brewery. So our batch was much larger than, what we got of the other ones, but the other two are long gone. Those flew by, but we still have some of the Raiders on.
Nice.
We just call it Raiders here, but some of that still.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is good.
All right. Your third beer that you released today, Pints for Park series. Now I want you to talk about the beer, but I also want you to talk about this Pints for Parks because I read it today.
Yeah.
You had a little topper thing on your table, I thought that was pretty interesting.
It is really cool. So Pints for Parks, we started doing that in 2021. Just Cody and I's idea to, you know, after 2020, of course, we did a lot of things to give back to staff and to the state and to the city, just anything we could do to, you know, just be a real part of our community. And we were looking for some other things to do, and we both are try to be healthy people aside from all the beer we drink, and just try to get outside and just be active and do things. So Indiana, I think, is really underrated as far as some of its natural beauty, and it's a lot more than flat and cornfields and it has a lot more state parks than people are aware of. So we were like, what if we made a beer and we could make a beer for every state park and help us when we're kind of in that brewer's block and you know, come up with new beers and stay creative. So that's what it was. We were like, let's make a beer and give back some of the proceeds to the state park system. So I reached out to them and was connected with a guy by the name of Jody Kress, who is executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation. They're basically the entity that, through the state park system, they distribute funds to whatever park or property or whatever needs some money, you know, for, you know, fixing a bridge or whatever they're doing. So we had to jump through some hoops and red tape to for them to be okay with making alcohol for the you know, state-owned system. But once they were on board, it's been really great, and we have great support from them. The first thing that our donations went towards was this really cool, and it's on that handout that you were reading. They made this really cool like stair system and viewing area of Sugar Creek at Turkey Run State Park. So they made it all like natural with rock and made a really cool like just like fenced in viewing area to look down at the creek, which is really, really cool. So yeah. Cody and I went out there and like, you know, drank a beer right there and were able to see, you know, some of our donations come to fruition, which was really, really cool. So one beer for every state park. We started with the very first one chronologically, which was McCormick's Creek.
I was getting ready to ask you about McCormick's Creek because that's where I live down there.
That was the first one we did. Yeah.
I am so glad that was the first one because
that's the first state park in Indiana. First one.
Yeah.
So
and the tornado just devastated that park.
That's right. Yeah.
So and unfortunately somebody like passed away out there. The campers. Yeah.
And that's such a good.
It's
park
closed. It's
too.
It's still closed right now for repairs. Yeah.
Wow.
They still got closed up. Yeah.
Man, and it's a really good one. But they're the first and. There's 31, I believe, state parks. There's also state reservoirs like Monroe, Missinawa in Peru. There's a bunch of like state lakes and other Indiana properties. But this is number 9.
Mounds,
which is in Anderson. It's a state park that has Native American burial grounds on it. So they're just called mounds, but that's what they did. They did like traditional burial ceremonies and things like that. So that was another thing. We wanted to make sure it was okay with Native American people that might be sensitive to it. Got all of it cleared and made the beer, and we're really excited about it. Every other one we try to do a Hazy Juicy. I mean, they are the best-selling beers you can make. Yeah. And again, it gives us a little creativity to just make new ones. So we love doing it. It's seriously like... It might be my favorite thing we've done.
Yeah, coming in at solid 7%, man. Yep. It's good beer.
We try to keep them all around that, you know, we've kind of made a base malt and yeast profile. We just changed up the hops, the dry hopping a little bit. So this one's Citra, Mosaic, and Strata. So those guys called out very much a dank IPA.
Yeah, for sure.
And I agree. It's got all those tropical, fruity, juicy flavors for sure. But you know, it's got a nice bitter backbone. So that's what we were looking for, and we think it came out pretty nice.
Now Kelsey, you didn't have this one. Is that your first taste right now? Here it goes. Kelsey's been on a, you know, Pilsner Vienna Lager kick.
Yep.
So
yep.
Dunkels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All the classics.
Mm-hmm. This is really good.
Yeah, it is good. I love it.
That does not taste like a 7%. That is dangerous. Yeah. But it is so good.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I like there's a little bite there. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that little bite, little dankness on there,
too.
Yeah,
a lot of times that's perceived as dank. That's that nice bitterness, but a good hazy, juicy IPA can still have some good bitterness, and it plays well with those really fruity flavors, you know, so.
Well, another good one there. Woo-hoo!
Right on.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Now on the board, if you had to only now, I'm gonna, here you go. Here's all right. Here's me talking.
I'm good.
These
with
are
this.
All your kids, but if you can have only one kid on that board, who would it be?
Well, right now it's funny. I go through this kind of a lot, it's fun to do. But you know, at one point I probably would have said Cecil every single time.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna say it. Yeah.
But now I'm. I, like Kelsey, have gotten really bit by the clean, crispy lager bug, and we make a lot of those, and we love those. So right now, if I had to have anything my everyday, it's King of Troy, actually.
Ah, the King of Troy.
Our Dortmunder house lager. That beer, and it's, again, it's the first homebrew we ever made. It's the first beer Cody and I ever made on this system. It's got a lot of, you know, a lot of sentimental value, but it's just such a good beer. When I'm here late at night, it's the, you know, it's my shift beer at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Hoppy beers, you know, over the years too, I just get so hungover off drinking IPAs anymore.
For sure.
I always tell people, haze during the day, clean and crispy at night.
Yep.
You should be good.
Yeah.
As long as you're drinking some water too.
Yeah, you know. Yep.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
And also when you're in it every day, you're drinking these different beers every day.
Yeah.
It can get kind of heavy. If I had a boat day, I could not knock down IPAs all day.
Yep.
So I try to find like the best, like lightest, crisp.
Totally.
And I'm really proud to see like more breweries that are trying to do more lagers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A few years ago, you didn't really find very many. But then there's folks like you that just freaking knock it out of the park every time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we love making them. We're serious about them. But I totally agree. Like a boat day, like I might start with one IPA. I'll start with an IPA and then all lagers after that, you know, and that's it.
So. Yeah. I make that mistake sometimes. I'll start out with an IPA and then go to, you know, lagers or pilsners, but then I'll end up in a big IPA. I'm passed out on the boat.
Yeah, passed out. Next thing you know, I'm like, hey, I got a barrel-aged stout if anybody wants to pop that.
Oh, my God.
Here's a barley wine.
It seems like the best idea at the time.
Yeah,
and the next morning, I'm like, oh, why did I do
the next,
that?
Yeah. The next morning, you're like,
holy shit.
Nice.
What did I do? Yeah. Oh, God, what did I do?
For real,
I've had
man.
So many of those days. Oh, my God.
Yep.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I mean, I have an appreciation for every style, and I'm sure this time next year I'm gonna have another favorite that I'm sipping on. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I told you, Kevin, lagers and pilsners are coming.
Yeah. I've been the last couple of years. Lagers have, I've been all about them. So,
next event. What's your next event coming up?
We do a lot of great live music. So, not next Thursday. Two Thursdays will be Circles Around the Sun, jam band from L.A. They're really, really good. Inspired by the Grateful Dead. They're but a little bit more like funky, fast-paced stuff. Oh, man, they're so good. That'll be Thursday night, August 17th. Then we've got a bluegrass band September 16th. Mm. That's 2 weeks. They're called the Little Smokies. They're absolutely fantastic, too. That's 2 weeks before Oktoberfest. So really the big one will be Oktoberfest, September 30th.
Nice.
All those things we talked about earlier. It's the sixth one, which is crazy. Our sixth annual Oktoberfest. So,
yeah. Time flies, man.
Time flies, you know, when you're having fun for the most part. So, and we have a lot coming up this fall. So we've got a full rest of the year, which is great.
Well, we want to thank you for inviting us out here at this marketplace.
Thanks for coming.
Heck yeah. You got a nice patio outside. Our friends brought their little dogs.
Oh,
so,
nice. Yeah.
So if you guys got dogs, come on out. You can enjoy the patio, especially while the season's still warm.
Hey, the Friday of Halloween, too, in October, we do Howl at the Moontown, which is an event we do with the Boone County Humane Society. And we allow pets in here, and we have
a
pet costume contest and all that stuff. And we just have hot dogs in here, and
that's it.
But
that sounds great.
Yeah, so we try to do some events where we'll let dogs inside. We'll get it cleared with health department and all that stuff, and let dogs come inside. So that's Halloween weekend. So,
no, man,
like
that's
said,
awesome. You guys
so
do
much
like
going
some
on.
You guys do some creative stuff. Like,
we try to.
Who comes with it?
We're in Whitestown, Indiana. We got to find ways to get people here.
Does
you
it,
know,
your whole team just comes up with like these events to do, or you have somebody?
I lost it.
Did you lose my audio?
Yeah.
That means it's the end of the show. I'm just How about now?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. No,
it's not a timer. You're like, hey, we're out of here.
Yeah, that thing just told you, man.
Yeah, I know that. I was like, whoa, what?
No, we have it's the same thing. It's a team effort. Yeah. It's a lot of me. It's a lot of Cody. We have an event coordinator, too. Her name is Kirby, and she has an assistant. And they do a great job just really putting on events. We do a lot of private events, too. So it's a team effort, for sure.
Yeah.
It's all of us, you know. It's
you guys do some
find ways to be creative, to have
creative
fun.
Creative things,
and just keep it, you know, keep it light, keep it fun, and you know, we don't like it to get dull around here.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we're gonna take more of your time. I mean, I'm glad that you spent all this time with us today here.
Yeah.
And So, that is the end of the Out Here Having a Pint podcast. We're out here at Moontown. I'm out here on the moon. So, we want to thank you for bringing us out here for sure.
Thank you guys. For
this
coming.
Is fun.
Really
you should see
it.
More of us, man. We need to come up to Whitestown more
Absolutely.
Often. And then, invite us anytime. We'll be back up
anytime.
Here.
Anytime. Let's do Oktoberfest.
Hell yeah! Thanks. And what do we say after every episode? We raise our glasses and we say, "Cheers, you little craft beer nerds!"
Cheers, you little craft beer nerds!
Yeah.